The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The condition called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, known as ADHD, was first defined only in 1980. The pediatric guidelines for diagnosing ADHD are all subjective, such as child often has difficulty awaiting his turn, occasionally may do things compulsively, is easily distracted from tasks, fails to give close attention to details, and makes careless mistakes. A few years later, ADHD was classified as a disability, and a federal cash program was initiated for low-income families with children who are said to have ADHD. A family could get $450 a month for each child diagnosed with ADHD, with the cost of treatment and medication for low-income children covered by Medicaid. More than 3 million children use the most commonly prescribed drug, Ritalin, and it is routinely combined with other drugs. The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, passed in 1990, mandates that eligible children receive access to special education and related services. The school is required to craft an individualized education plan to accommodate each child, which may include drugs prescribed by a medical doctor. The U.S. Department of Education classified ADHD as a handicap, and in 1991, schools began receiving grants of $400 a year for each ADHD child. Those cash payments could operate as financial incentives. Since labeling kids ADHD brings more money to the schools, it's not surprising that schools often pressure parents to get an ADHD diagnosis and put their child on Ritalin. Congress should pass the Child Medication Safety Act to prohibit schools from denying entry to a child whose parents choose not to put him on drugs.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead to your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says every day he beats his own previous record for the number of consecutive days he stayed alive, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor, some common sense points of view. Yesterday I made the pitch, and we need to keep doing it, because Beth tells me I must be doing this, because she needs to know about how many people are going to be attending our Freedom is Common Sense program on Monday, December the 17th at the Montauk County Fairgrounds. Now that's at California, Missouri. Fairgrounds usually leave me kind of a, back when I was doing a lot of speaking, would you speak at the fairground? I don't like speaking at fairgrounds, but it's not because they're fairgrounds, it's because you don't have a sit-down banquet. Hey, we're going to do the whole works. It'll be in the Centennial Hall. If it's cold outside, it's going to be nice and warm in there. And the reason we need to get a little advanced information on this is so the Montauk County cattlemen are fixing the stakes. And we need to know how much, as I said yesterday, how many steers need to be butchered so we'll be able to take care of the folks. Now, we did get one individual bought 10 tickets yesterday, and that's a big help. If we could just get about 20 more people to do that, we'd be in business. But give us a call. Call Beth, 573-893-8255, and make reservations for the steak dinner and the program. And by the way, the program is going to be our good friend G.B. Oliver. And as many folks keep writing and emailing and calling and say, hey, you need to have G.B. on more. Here you can see the handsome gentleman in person along with myself and Ray Cuneo. So we're going to have a good program. That'll be coming up on Monday, December the 17th, at the Montauk County Fairgrounds. Give Beth a call and let's get this show on the road. Okay, now, I don't know whether to use this or not. If I use it, I would have to make a tribute to Joyce Morrison, probably, because she is my severest critic when it comes to cats. But anyhow, I'm going. What Red Skelton used to say? Should I do it? I do'd it. Anyway, that was kind of a Red Skelton joke when he was a bad little kid. But this is some information on how to clean toilet cleaning instructions. You put both lids of the toilet up and add an eighth of a cup of pet shampoo to the water in the bowl. Then you pick up the cat and soothe him while you carry him towards the bathroom. In one smooth movement, you put the cat in the toilet and close both lids, and you may need to stand on the lid. The cat will itself agitate and make ample suds. Never mind the noises that come from the toilet. The cat is actually enjoying all this. Flush the toilet three or four times, and this provides a power wash and rinse. Have someone open the front door of your home. Be sure that there are no people between the bathroom and the front door. Stand behind the toilet as far as you can and quickly lift both lids. The cat will rocket out of the toilet, streak through the bathroom, and run outside where it will dry itself off. Both the commode and the cat will be sparkling clean. And this was sent to me sincerely, the dog. Okay, let's get down to business. I have gobbing a bunch of emails from our listeners over the past couple of programs. The other day we talked to Lonnie Hansen about the beardologist. No, it's not a beardologist. It's a deer biologist. I got a little confused there. I'm still thinking about that cat. We talked about the deer problem, not only in Missouri, but around the nation. And this email comes to me. It says, how we feel in regards to how many deer there are is irrelevant to the facts of do we have too many deer. When you see deer in the downtown streets, as we do in my town of 100,000 plus citizens, and dead deer on city streets, you've got too many deer. Concerning the program that we had with about Israel and Grant Jeffries, the perception is that America supports Israel. Yes, many of our people do, but our government does not support Israel. In fact, our government has consistently handicapped Israel by our purse strings and our aid to her enemies. Israel could easily eliminate her threats in the past. Our policies progressively have strengthened her enemies, prevented Israel from responding appropriately and assuredly nuclear war in the Middle East, I believe this is done intentionally to bring the world to the point of self-destruction and where they will cry out a mass for peace, peace, the cost be damned. We are trying to force Israel to accept United Nations plans to make Jerusalem an international city supervised by the United Nations, and we are petitioning his land, his meaning God's land. We have seen this design in Yahoo News articles. Our government does not want a clear military victory anywhere, for it would not facilitate the perception they feel is necessary for global compromise to bring in the world governance envisioned by the United Nations planners. If a few million or so die in regional nuclear conflict, it means nothing to them if it brings closer their vision of world government. P.S. I like Grant Jeffries also. Concerning the whether they're really Jews in Jerusalem or not, as for DNA testing, myself, I saw the article on Yahoo News 2006 that pointed out that Israeli test genetically all those who come home as Jews. It was an article about Jews from India coming back to the land. There is a genetic marker that identifies all Jews. And concerning Newt Gingrich, which we didn't discuss, but I will, he says, hi, I was watching C-SPAN 2 where the guest was Newt Gingrich. A caller asked Gingrich what his... I had trouble with his name when he was Speaker of the House. I still can't pronounce it. Okay. I asked him what his opinion was on the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and I think this is an interesting thing. Gingrich said he didn't understand the question, and the host moved on to the next caller. Can you believe he didn't understand the question? He said, what's going on when one of the country's supposedly constitutionally astute attorneys or authorities and who was on the inside looking out suddenly claims ignorance? There's no way this man didn't understand the question. I understood it, and I'm just a country boy from Iowa. It's too late to hide the SPP. Now, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. It's interesting to have been around a long time. You remember things, and I remember very well when the politicians that were running for public office, and I'm talking here about the national offices, would get on a train, and they had the Vote for Truman train or whatever it was, and the train would be all decorated, and it would only pull two or three cars. And then the presidential candidate would stand on the back of the train. It would take a sidetrack in town, and people would gather from miles and miles around, from county, hamlet, city, and town. People would pay $12 a seat just to see, in order to meet the president-to-be or whatever. Okay, couldn't finish that story as it was really meant to be told. But anyway, anyhow, see, Jeff makes fun of me all the time. Anyhow, you don't have presidential candidates renting a train anymore. But Ron Paul has come up with something that I had never heard of before, and I think it's an excellent idea. He now has a blimp. I don't know much about it, but I have pictures, and they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. I'm not going to give you 1,000 words, but it shows this blimp over a city. He's going to just go to the big cities. And a blimp on one side says, "Who is Ron Paul?" And then under there, it says, "Google Ron Paul." And then on the other side of the blimp, it says, "Ron Paul Revolution." And this blimp apparently is flying or going to fly around these cities. Apparently, of course, you can do anything on a computer today. So it may or may not be over a city as we speak. But anyway, he must have more than one blimp because there's two different things written on the blimp. The blimp headed north says, "Who is Ron Paul?" Both. No, I guess they're both the same. They're both the same. I guess he just has one blimp. I don't know. But it's a pretty good idea because, you know, I don't care how indoctrinated you are to the noises of the city and airplanes going over. When a blimp flies over, you tend to look at the thing. And even people in offices will go to the window. Hey, looky there. There's a blimp outside. And anyhow, I watched the Goodyear blimp fly over our Pilot Grove farm one day, Jeff. It was going to hover over. It was kind of an important football game at Columbia, Missouri, and I guess it came from Kansas City Airport. I don't know where it came from, but anyway, it flew right over us. And you don't see that very often. Now, Illinois is going along with NAIS just like Colorado is at the fairs. 4-H'ers and FFA'ers are going to have to be forced into a voluntary plan to get a premise registration before they can show livestock. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
We have returned. Well, are we going to go to the fair next summer or not? Illinois Department of Agriculture requirement that all livestock shown by any 4-H FFA county, state, or fair, county, or state fair be registered with a premise identification number. Well, I would hope and pray that the people that show livestock just explain to their children how un-American, how unconstitutional this is, and say, sorry, guys, we ain't going to the fair this year. It's as simple as that. That's all they'd have to do. There wouldn't be a livestock show, and people would come to the fair and say, why isn't there a livestock show? And you can say, because we live in a communist state. Hey, we're not going to do these things. But let's see what happens. A new USDA and Illinois regulation requires all livestock, fowl, horses, and poultry, aren't poultry and fowl the same thing, have a premise ID number to be allowed to show. The ID number is available at no cost through the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Right now, they say they have 30% compliance. but very few of those are family farms. It's the vet clinic, sale barns, truckers, fairgrounds, trail riders, other places that are required now to get a premise ID. This is the back doorway of getting the kids. If they can say, if they can get up to 50% premise registration, then they can say, this is a democracy, and the majority wants it, so now it's mandatory for everyone. It's deplorable. The kids are being coerced to sign up to get enough for critical mass to make it mandatory. Anyway, they're targeting the fairs because of the high influx of livestock in one location. They're talking here now about animal health. But the animals that come to the fair are the healthiest of all animals. The animals are inspected by a vet. They must carry health papers. They must be able to show. And they're worked with and attended to every day. So it has nothing to do with health. It all has to do with government influenced by the United States Packers. And the Packers are now multinational corporations. Anyhow, Colorado. Now, this all really hit the fan this past summer when Colorado said no. I mean, Colorado said they were going to make everybody get a premise registration number, and several of these people's parents said, no, we're not. And we had one of the ladies on the air that was involved in this thing, kind of interesting. But there are 9 people on the Colorado State Fair Board. And the Fair Board of Commissioners voted on November the 30th to continue requiring all 4-H and FFA livestock entries at the fair to hold a valid livestock premises identification number. The board also voted to establish a timeline to implement premises identification for all large animals on the fairgrounds during the event. For more information, you can go to voluntary premise identification. Can you believe that? Hey, they mandate it, but for more information, you log on to voluntary premise identification. Anyway, here's how the vote went. There was one person. Her name is Rihanna Wadhams, W-A-D-H-A-M-S. And she is one of the commissioners, one of the 9 on the Colorado State Fair Board. And she sent all of the information that we have been administering to the people that are willing to listen. And she said every one of these other 8 commissioners had this information in their possession. They had the knowledge. They had the facts, which pointed out all the reasons why we should drop all plans to implement the National Animal Identification System. 8 of them voted to coerce and bully the youth of Colorado, their parents and other property owners, including the voices of concern from a few savvy state legislators. 8 appointed, by the way, these fair commissioners are appointed. They're unelected by voters of Colorado. And they're running roughshod over the people and property rights of that state. And in Illinois, apparently the same thing. Well, Colorado folks, now the ball's in your court. This is your chance to show both the United States Department of Agriculture, the Colorado State Fair, and all its partners, and the rest of America what you intend to do to make your own concerns regarding the NAIS herd. By the way, at our meeting in California, Missouri, this coming... Well, it's not the coming. Yes, it is. It is. It's the 17th, so it's a week in between here. Where Ray Cuneo is going to be there, tremendous speaker, and he's going to explain in much more detail what's going on as far as the NAIS is concerned. But as far as I'm concerned, this is going to be the end of the cattle industry by individuals like you and I. It's going to put everything in the hands of the packers, the big feedlots, the big auction companies. We have one auction company in Missouri that's backing this thing because they think it's going to put all the smaller auction companies out of business and they're going to be the big dog with the big fleas. It's sad to think that people take this attitude. But anyhow, it's clear that 8 members of the State Fair Board think they have infinite power over all private property in Colorado and that the State Fair can steal the legal clout of property and replace it with mere tenant premises. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advanced planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose Monday on bargain hunting. A weaker dollar and $88 oil. Gold closed in New York up $5.10 to $788.20. After hitting its first two targets, $780 and $840 an ounce, gold is taking a breather. The August and November rally has left behind two more important targets yet to come, $915 and then $1,125, reports the Market Oracle. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says he hates housework. You make the beds, you wash the dishes, and 6 months later you have to start all over again. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. By the way, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. And remember when little kids used to go around singing, "Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf?" And we knew what happened to Little Red Riding Hood when she went to take her basket of goodies to Grandma. Well, I'll tell you what, there is a reason that the people in the United States, as it was being settled, got rid of the wolves. In fact, the federal government even took action, and practically all of the wolves were eliminated. It's because wolves are something to be feared of. Afeared, is that it? Be afraid of, feared, to be feared. I missed that day when we taught, when English was being taught in the sixth grade. But anyway, I never know where the lay or lie. That always is confusing. When a hen cackles, is she laying or is she lying? Anyway, Glenwood School. Let's see, where is Glenwood School? Anyway, they were locked down, not because we had terrorists showed up driving a pickup truck with a .30-06 hanging in the back window, which all kids used to have when I was teaching vocational agriculture, during deer season at least. But Glenwood School had lockdown on November the 29th because there was a wolf within 17 yards of the playground. Responses to Glenwood School in lockdown wolf at playground went like this. Another one of those non-existent uncollared wolves. When parents in non-rural areas figure out that this would not be okay in their community, so why are they forcing these wolves on us out in our communities? The wolf was around in Glenwood for several days before the sighting in town. It was spotted south of town. Then I heard it howling a couple of nights later. Then 2 or 3 days later, it showed up right in town behind the trading post and headed for the school. I strongly suggest that everyone attend the meeting in Glenwood on Wednesday, December 5th. That's tomorrow. The people in Glenwood are going to do something about this. You need to attend and raise holy hell, he says. I also strongly suggest that the Catron County Sheriff be put on notice that if anyone is injured by these wolves, we expect the officials responsible for administrating this outrageous program to be arrested and charged to the fullest extent possible. The school is now a cage, just like the environmentalists want. The kids are in the cage and the pets are running wild. Now, this comes from Las Cruces, that's New Mexico. Catron County parents say they're just concerned about the safety of their children. Animal activists say it's an overreaction. This was in the Albuquerque Journal. Reserve is the name of the school. Reserve Independent Schools is building wolf-proof shelters for school bus stops in southwest New Mexico, where the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has reintroduced the Mexican gray wolf. The decision to create coop-like bus stops stems from numerous reports of wolf sightings and wolf activity in close proximity to our children. Enclosed wooden shelters will have wire mesh-covered windows on the front and sides. The goal is to install about 20 shelters by late December. We need to do everything we can to protect our children. The shelters are being built by reserve high school students in vocational agriculture, no, in just vocational classes. The district is accepting donations to help pay for the shelters. It cost about $400 in materials to build each one. Brenda McCarty, a mother of the 13-year-old boy and 11-year-old girl, reported being followed by a wolf, said her children no longer walk to or from the bus stop and are afraid to go anywhere outside the house by themselves. I mentioned the other day that I've done a lot of reading about old books about horses because I've always been interested in horses. My mother encouraged that. She bought books and horse books and things. And I know where my book went that had the wolf stories in it. I loaned it out and didn't get it back. I've got two of those books that I've done that way. But this was written probably about the turn of the century, about a migrant horse trader that he didn't claim to be, the best I can remember, it's been years since I read the book, he didn't claim to be a... who were the people that used to go through the country trading horses all the time? Yes, you're too young to know all this stuff, Jeff. I can remember when they came through. I remember when they camped there south of California, Missouri. But anyway, he talked about how the wolves would follow them across country, that they're kind of like dogs. Well, they are dogs. And how they would follow them, you know, they'd be two or three wolves just follow their wagons. And he's and had pictures. This was late enough in history that he had a camera of some kind. It showed pictures of one of the wolves just laying under one of his wagons. But anyway, go back to Brenda McCarty. She has a 13-year-old boy, 11-year-old girl, and this wolf followed her. And like I said, this fellow that was telling this story said that they will follow you. They just, there's something, and probably that's how they domesticated dogs originally, because, hey, they kind of want to be around people. Although the wildlife people will say, oh, no, they don't. They're afraid of people. You don't have to be out there. But and be afraid. They're howling. That's fine. You howl back. They love you for that. But anyway, she said her children are now very cautious. They do not go outside by themselves. They don't go anywhere by themselves. Once it's dusk, nobody goes outside. And then this article quotes Kenton Carnegie. Now, Kenton Carnegie lived in northern Saskatchewan. He was 22 years old, and on November the 8th, 2005, he was killed by wolves. A coroner's request found his death to be the first recorded case in North America in the last 100 years of a human being killed by wolves. Now, the environmentalists said, oh, no, it wasn't. That wasn't wolves at all. But anyway, why does a wolf... Okay, then in... I have trouble with all these Indian names. Jeff, help. How would you pronounce O-W-Y-H-E-E? Owie.
Just like that.
Sounds like when you mash your finger. Owie. In Owie County, and this is in Idaho, I believe, a domestic wolf got loose. It's legal to keep wolves in some states, and Idaho allows that. And... anyway, it escaped, and it had been on the run for several months. I think they said it happened back in September that the thing got out. In Idaho, you can keep a wolf. You have to buy a $10 permit, and I don't know if that's for every wolf or just a permit to keep wolves. I don't know. But anyway, this lady, and they won't tell her name. We don't know who she is. She is the mystery lady of the wolves, but she didn't keep the gates locked good, and one of them got out. And if you're going to keep a wolf in Idaho, you have to tattoo its ears so you can tell if it does get loose and it causes trouble. You say, come here, wolfie, let me look in your ear, and you can do that. And if it's tattooed, you say, oh, that belonged to somebody. And if it wasn't tattooed, you say, well, go on your way, and you can do whatever you want to, because you're protected by the federal government. This is called Homeland Security nowadays. Well, anyhow, it's like I say, it's legal in Idaho to own wolves, provided that you have a $10 animal obtained for each animal. Yeah, if you've got more than one, you've got to have another permit, okay? The animal's ears are tattooed to distinguish them from wild wolves in the event of an escape. Well, this one escaped. And it was captured and put down after a resident spotted the injured animal. And I got kind of a kick out of this. I wondered how that animal got injured. But a deputy from the Owyhee County Sheriff's Office and an official from Idaho Fish and Game Conservation responded to the residence where the wolf had been located. The animal appeared injured. Appeared injured. Was it injured or did it appear injured? You know, on one leg. And the fish and game officer decided the only option was to destroy the animal, which was a good option. A week-long search by multiple agencies, they couldn't find it, and then somebody showed it to them, and now they went and got it. It's dead. But the interesting thing is, why did the wolf's owner continue to not be named? She failed to report its escape. There's been plenty of time to discern if she had required the $10 tag for each wolf. Could she be one of the captive breeders and therefore have some sort of diplomatic immunity with the government? Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Every once in a while, an interesting story comes up I'd like to share with you. This happened in a chicken plucking plant. It's a butcher shop, and they're killing chickens. Had several hundred of them. And it's at the Olson Locker. Mark Olson and his son Chuck Olson process meat. And Mark's granddaughter is Brittany McDonald. And she was apparently cleaning gizzards. And for those of you that don't understand a chicken's digestive system, chickens don't have a stomach. They have a gizzard. And they don't chew their food. They swallow it whole. And their gizzard is just like a little grinder. They pick up chickens that are outside. If you have your chickens in captivity, you have to feed them oyster shell grit or something. If they're outside, they pick up little stones, and they'll pick up about anything, little pieces of broken glass, just about anything. And they swallow that, and it goes into their gizzard. And then that gizzard is a muscle that just grinds the grain. And so chicken gizzards are good, but you have to strip the inside of the gizzard out. It's a real thick lining in there that does the grinding. And apparently this eighth grader was doing her job stripping chicken gizzards this day. And out comes an ID bracelet. Now, this is the interesting story. Of course, you find a lot of stuff in chicken gizzards. Did you see that story, Jeff? You've already seen it. Well, you know how it's going to come out then. So you really, this would be a good time to go to the restroom or something. You've already heard the end of the story. Anyhow, it was a stainless steel ID bracelet. Apparently, a fairly expensive piece of jewelry. It had a chain link on it with a clasp, and that was all still intact. It also had the street address and phone number of a person, and the person was Aaron Giles, G-I-L-E-S. He lost his identification bracelet 28 years ago when he was 3 years old, and he was in his grandfather's barn when he did this. In the meantime, the barn was torn down, and it was moved many, many miles into another state, if I remember right. But anyway, they found the bracelet in this chicken gizzard. Apparently, the gizzard stayed with the barn when it was moved. And they, of course, wrote to the address that was on there, and Giles didn't live there anymore. But somebody knew somebody that knew where they were, and anyhow, they got this bracelet back after 28 years. The guy is now 30-some years old, and he's got his bracelet back that his grandfather gave him when he was 3 years old. Let's take a break. We'll be back. All because, see, chickens are nice. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday. That's December the 10th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, here are some of the early consignments. Clifford Brown is going to be in with a string of 120 fancy Charolais limousine cross black calves. And these calves have had both rounds of their vaccinations, and they weigh somewhere from 350 to 650 pounds. David Riddle has consigned a 40-head string of black and black baldy calves weighing from 450 up to 600 pounds. The Riddle calves have been weaned, and they've received two rounds of shots. Tim Blanchard is selling a 40-head string of fancy black and black baldy calves weighing in the 550 range. They also have had their rounds of shots. And Donald Derkey has consigned 25 fancy calves, mostly black and black baldies with a few red white face. They've had a round of shots also. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday, December the 10th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
How can you get involved in protecting your property rights? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
If I could reach out and talk to your listeners, and I would tell them that we are so conscious of the money you send in. And it just comes in. We get contributions with notes from people who say, I wish we could give you more. But anything that you could afford to give this foundation, I can assure you that every nickel of that will not go into salaries, will not go into overhead, will not go in some big fine office or something. Every dime that you contribute will go out to help somebody else. And that was a commitment we made when we started this foundation. That's how strongly we believe in it. And you can rest assured that that's the way your money will be spent.
Pick up the phone and join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
I will take it. Let's go to the telephones. Warren, hi. You're on the air, Warren.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Now, I'm talking about the chemtrails down here in West Plains, in the southern part of the state.
West Plains, Missouri.
Yeah. You were down here.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I know
exactly. They're all over down here. It's the worst I have ever seen. It's just horrible. I called Joanne Emerson, my representative in Washington, and asked her where they come from, where the airplanes come from, where do they keep them, and all of the 50 questions you could ask. She doesn't know anything about them.
No, they don't exist as far as Washington is concerned.
I called Senator Bond. Got no answer. I mean, nobody even answered the phone. I called the other senator, McCaskill. They don't know anything about them either.
You know, and I have not seen the details on this. Jeff, did you see anything where in Germany the government is suing some the county government, or they're not counties over there, but whatever it is suing over the chemtrails?
Didn't see it.
Yeah, it's on the Internet. I don't know. I can't verify it.
There's a lot of stuff on the Internet about it. I don't have it available. But I had a doctor down here who wrote an article about 2 years ago that it's all over the Western democracies, Canada, United States, I guess part of Mexico, Germany, Belgium, Denmark, and so forth.
You know, my wife and I were looking at beautiful clear sky the other day, and in fact she mentioned it. She says, "Look, they're doing the chemtrail thing." And we've watched the skies for all these years. We know pretty well where the airways are. You know when the planes fly from St. Louis to Kansas City, or they fly north or south or east or west. These planes were going in all directions at once, and it was a beautiful morning, and I'd say an hour and a half later, you couldn't see a bit of blue sky. It was just totally overcast.
Turns milky. You talk to the airline pilots. I have not, but they're all over. They're for real. Some people think that they don't even know what they are and think it's just some kind of a vapor trail. And also you talk to truck drivers who travel the entire width of the country. They're all over.
Now, what we were watching, there's an old-timer that we used to know very well, and he would watch the clouds, and he was kind of a prognosticator of the weather, and he says a clabbered sky never leaves the earth dry. And we commented on that was a clabbered sky. It looks just like clabber milk when it starts. Does yours look that way?
They spread out.
Yeah, but I mean it looked like cottage cheese.
Well, all of this stuff up there, I call it stuff. Falls to the ground. If you raise a garden, it gets into the soil. It gets into the water underground, the underground water system, and we pump it up and drink it. We eat the vegetables. Why are they doing this? Does anybody know? None of our representatives know.
I have a file that is probably just ready to burst at the seams on chemtrails. And there's been people that have done a lot of research on it. They've taken chemical laboratories, and I think I've mentioned this, but it's been probably 5 or 6 years ago. I was breaking water for some calves, and by breaking water, I mean I'd let the thing freeze overnight, and then I'd take a post and knock the ice off. And one morning, that was just covered with little orange specks, and I took some of that ice and put it in a freezer, and a long time after that we were talking about this, and we were there at the freezer where I had it, and I said, "All right, you don't believe me, tell me what this is," and I got it out. Well, we've never seen anything like that, but those little brown specks were everywhere, but they were easy to gather on that piece of ice. But anyway, hey, Warren, we're out of time. We'll get somebody on one of these days that know more about chemtrails than you and I do. And Jeff, I think, has done a program or two concerning chemtrails. In my absence, we'll get that done again. Thanks for the call. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're